Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about the power of praying for those that are around us, just those that are in our everyday life, the people that we pass every day, the people we interact with every day. There is such a power in praying for those people that are right around us. We're going to talk about today. We're going to unpack and ask God for insight and revelation and wisdom and knowledge and how to function in this. Hopefully at a whole new level. Where this is coming from, my daughter and I were reading a book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And it's for the teen version. It's talking about, he had a kid who was struggling where just other kids didn't really seem to like him. And the kid was very self-focused, internally focused. And Norman Vincent Peale gave him the advice to start praying for all the people that he interacts with normally in his day, to become externally focused and to pray for those around him. And he said it turned the kid from someone who was self-focused to someone who was externally focused. And he became much more popular. He said other kids started to like him a lot more. And he said, the reason why I think this happens, and I found as we were reading this, I told my daughter, I said, you know what, as I've done this myself, I found a lot of things that he's talking about to be true. It's like it opens up your heart. It changes our focus from ourselves to those around us, and it opens up our hearts. And one of the things I've learned is that praying for those around us in this way, I don't know how to fully explain it. It's like it opens up these opportunities in our own lives as well. It's like this way to connect with the people around us and opens up these opportunities in our own lives. I don't know how to fully explain it just yet, but we're talking about this month of February. We talked about our message for the month was being ready and watching for opportunities, that God's sending opportunities our way on a consistent basis. And there's just this very simple prayer. Actually, the way he recommended it in the book is something that I've found to be very effective as well. Just bring in a person to mind and just thinking good thoughts about them. Just a very simple prayer. Father, bless them. Just bringing them into your remembrance. We talked about with our daily communion meditations. Jesus says the power of communion. Every time you do this, remember me. Just that very simple thought of just lifting them up in prayer. Just remembering them just turns our heart and our mind to that person, to be a blessing to them, to walk in love with them. So much comes out of this very simple exercise and just taking a few minutes every day just to bring the people in your life to remembrance, raise them up into God's presence. Just a powerful thing to do. So why are we taking communion every day? As we said, Jesus says this is opportunity to bring him into our remembrance. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus. Which is a big deal because in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. It's proving the death or proclaiming the death that activates all of the benefits of this new covenant that we have in Christ. Communion is this opportunity to take the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, to stir them into our mind and remembrance and imagination, to make his sacrifice active and relevant right now in this present moment. And then to combine it with something physical and practical that we do in the cracker and the juice. And it combines our entire spirit, soul, physical body together, I believe. But it's also important we take it the right way. To take it every time with the fear of the Lord, with that deep respect and honor and reverence for God. Also just joy and delight that we get this opportunity to come together with God, to celebrate this oneness that we have with him, this common union that we have with him. But the Apostle Paul says we should also be examining ourselves before we take communion. He said the reason why some people are weak or sick or they die early is they take communion without examining themselves first. So we typically start with about a daily prayer. That's about 2 minutes long, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves and say, you know what, how are we doing today? Are we making today a masterpiece? How are we doing in our walk this day today, a time to examine ourselves in that. And then we've been talking about some practical physical workout tips and advice. Because I truly believe physical exercise is one of the greatest ways to practice exercising our faith, to put those principles of faith into action and do the workout together with God, to get that grace flowing through us where God's doing the work, to learn how to practice that. And then once we understand those principles, we understand how to apply them, we can apply it into every other area of our lives. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll dive into this a little bit more. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. As we get into this prayer today, let's just take a minute. Let's just to put this into practice, what we're talking about today. I'll give you just a minute. Just bring a few people into your mind and remembrance, just lifting them up to God. A few of the people that you just interact with every day. Just bringing them into your mind and remembrance today. And Father, we thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Let's make today a masterpiece. The pressure is not on us to make it a masterpiece. It's about getting connected to the master, about walking out our day together in partnership with him. We're going to execute these four fundamentals today. And we're going to bring some presence and some energy and some excitement and some fun into these today. Number one, let's get positioned in the light. Number two, we're going to magnify that light to make it bigger or greater. Then our third fundamental, we're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction. And finally, we're going to take action today, doing the things that we know to do and doing them together in partnership with God. So our first one, let's take our position in the light today. Every day as time moves forward, we have to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. It has to happen every single day. And this is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. We got to keep repositioning back into it every day. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in humility, willing to humble ourselves, to grow, to change, to repent, to say we're sorry, to reconcile relationships. Because it's the humble who get grace. It's the humble who get grace and forgiveness. We're going to receive that forgiveness from God today. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with ourselves. And we're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. Which means we got to let some things go. We're going to take our position in love today. To be in the light is to be in love, externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing? Praying for other people. Always full of hope, always persevering, always trusting, because love never fails. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. One of the greatest expressions of faith, gratitude and praise. And when we take our position in this light, we step into God's grace. By faith, we step into this grace. And God has given us by his grace everything he wanted to give Jesus. He put it all in Christ, and we get to be in him. So today, we have access to his spirit, his power, his presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom, his patience and kindness and gentleness, so much more, his health and energy, become part of his family, his kingdom, his time, his finances, and so much more. Literally everything he has, he's put it into Christ. And we have access to that today. So then we're going to start to magnify the light. We take our position first, but then we got to magnify it to make it bigger or greater. Jesus says, be careful. Jesus tells us, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. How does that happen? I believe it happens through this magnification. To magnify is to make bigger or greater, is to expand the capacity, to make that light brighter and brighter, where God can flow more and more of all those good things through us. And it's all about what we focused on. Where is our attention? What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? What are we meditating on and rolling over in our heart consistently? To magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. We can magnify our right standing in Christ. Got God's blessing and favor today, and he eagerly desires to help us. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. We got this treasure in jars of clay. And just stay focused. What is lovely? What is just? What is true? What is praiseworthy and of good report? What are the things that are going well? Look how far God has already brought us. And stay focused on these things. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Rather, it's bringing those issues into the light, facing them, looking at those giants and saying, you know what? God's bigger. Nothing's impossible for him. He loves me. He's with me. He's for me. Nothing's impossible with him. And simply choosing not to magnify those giants, magnify those issues and the problems any bigger than they are. We're going to magnify God as bigger instead. We're going to look at those problems and acknowledge them, bring them into the light. But God does give us the choice. He gives us the free will. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, complaining, venting, magnifying the issues and the problems, judging people rather than walking in grace and love, dwelling on the past and just letting the baggage from the past keep you from moving forward today, worrying about the future so that we're paralyzed today. And for a lot of people, I think it's not that they're trying to magnify darkness. It's not that they're trying to do this. This is training. This is our patterns. And for some people, it comes back to the understanding of all that God has made available. A lot of people just don't know. A lot of people don't understand what God has made available in Christ. And so they feel all the weight and the pressure of life sitting on them rather than resting in Christ. They feel all the weight and pressure on them to figure it all out in their own strength. And that's why we got to recognize the symptoms. When we're in darkness, there may be the tendency to retaliate at people, to try to get back at them, to snap at them. Maybe withhold good things that we know we should be doing because they said that to me, they did that to me, rather than walking in grace. Maybe the tendency to avoid people, to withdraw your presence, to give them the silent treatment and just not talk to them because you're mad at them. Then on the inside, you'll feel that heaviness and that pressure, like all the weight is sitting on you. Might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck or you're helpless. Low energy is another big symptom of this. You stay positioned in darkness. It's like a black hole. It sucks the energy out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future, confusion about what to do, which steps to take. Because when we're in the dark, we can't see. Then we get stuck in these vicious cycles and bad habits, bad patterns that become very hard to break on our own. I've learned one of the only ways to break them, God's got to break them, and they got to come by grace. We got to start functioning in grace to break free of those. But when we take our position in the light, we start magnifying that light. What are we going to experience? These are our indicators letting us know we're on track. There's that rest in our soul. And the more we magnify it, the more it begins to grow. And when we rest, God goes to work. Now everything is free and easy and energizing and effortless. Because now God's doing the work. We've got his mind and his peace and his joy and his love and his power, his energy all flowing through us. Now all of a sudden we're in faith and we got hope in any and every situation. He just begins to effortlessly set us free, break us free from bad habits and patterns, things we've been stuck in that look like there was no hope for. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. We ever get off track, it just takes a moment to get right back into position again. Because one of our biggest challenges is life is throwing things at us every day. People will do stuff. People will say stuff. Issues and problems will come at us to try to knock us out of position, to get our focus off, to start magnifying the wrong things. If that ever happens, it just takes a second to recognize those symptoms and recognize them, to turn it back around. How do we do it? We humble ourselves first. The humility that says, you know what? I'm off track right now. Father, forgive me. You receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves in the middle. We walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. If we need to reconcile or get some peace in a relationship with anybody else, we take those steps. And then we start praising and thanking God for his grace and his goodness and his love, and that he's more than enough. And in just a second, just takes a second or two, you'll feel that weight lift off you on the inside. You'll feel your energy levels rise up. You'll feel that faith and that courage rise up on the inside of you. You'll feel that peace and that joy and that love just begin to wash over you on the inside. It's this amazing gift. Then we're going to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and train us and guide us, but we often miss a lot of what he's trying to say. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. To start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. Then to magnify. What went well today? What are all the ways that I saw God showing up today? Then like to ask, God, what were you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? And just get still and listen. Whatever comes into my mind, just write it down. Whether we think it was God or not, just write it down. And begin to record our journey with God every day. Then we're going to stay tuned in throughout the day because he might course correct our path. He may take us down a little different path than we expected as the day unfolds. Staying tuned in for his leading and direction. If we're ever unsure on something, we don't know what to do or which steps to take, just simply ask him. But then we got to wait until we know. If we ask him, he's going to show us every single time. But we got to wait until we know, because I learned this lesson firsthand. I got out ahead of God. Because I would ask him and then not wait for his leading and direction. And I would have to do things over again because I did it in my own strength. I got out ahead of him. He's got a timing and a rhythm to everything he does. And the last thing I like to do in my journal is plan the upcoming day with God. God, what's on your plan for the next day? And I like to list out, what do I know to do? Anything I know needs to get done? Anything I know needs to happen tomorrow? Anything in my conscience? Anything I'm procrastinating on? Anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do? Write out the plan, and it's like waking up like a kid on Christmas morning. Excited for the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to walk out this day together in partnership with God. First thing in the morning, let's get our positioning. Step into the light, start magnifying him, get connected to him. And then we're going to walk out that plan together with him today with a willing heart and a good attitude, full confidence in him. And as we do this, it gets that grace flowing through us. And it does something like magnetize us. Because his grace beautifies. He's the source of beauty. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So very simple concept today. Just praying for those around us, making this a consistent practice. I feel like it opens up our hearts, gets us more externally focused, helps us to just judge people less, give them more grace. And just a side effect of this, I've noticed, is it seems to open up all kinds of opportunities in our lives with these people that come from these relationships that we have. Of just praying for them consistently. Just lifting them up into our remembrance, up to God. That doesn't have to be anything fancy. Just bringing them into your remembrance during your time of prayer. I found that the more that I've done this regularly, it seems like it opens up all these opportunities. Just softens our hearts, I think, in so many good ways as well. So we're going to take communion over this today, asking for God's help. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you and for your love and your grace and for all that Jesus went through for us to connect us back to you. We're asking for your help today. To pray for the people around us in our lives, the people that we encounter and do life with on a regular basis. Maybe some of those that we don't see every day, but that are connected to us still. And we're just asking for your help. To help us to pray for them. The way you designed us to do it. The way you would have us do it. You know, so many good benefits come out of this. I believe that it not only is good for them, but it's also good for us at the same time. And we're asking for your help by your grace to do this the way you say is best. Father, we thank you for your love and your grace. And we thank you for this bread. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. You can approach him with freedom and confidence." Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We just thank you for this cup, Lord, and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking this out today. Let's put this into practice today. Let's make this a habit or a practice, something that we walk in consistently. Let's talk about some workout stuff. Speaking of praying for those around us, doing life together with people, just a simple thing that can make such a difference. Having a workout partner or a trainer or a coach or someone that does it with you. Having a workout partner can make such a difference. Somebody that can encourage you in those days. They can lift you up when you don't have it that day. Iron sharpens iron. You're bringing out the best in each other. Finding a good workout partner is a highly valuable thing. So if you can find someone to do the workouts together with you, I highly recommend it. I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.